This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. At the end of this year, the labor contract between the Seattle Police Officers Guild and the City of Seattle will expire. Negotiations are set to begin soon for a new contract. Tonight, there's a public hearing on what that contract will look like, specifically the discipline system for police officers. One group that's pushing for some big changes is the Community Police Commission. That commission grew out of the 2012 settlement agreement between the Justice Department and the Seattle Police Department. Its aim was to address issues of biased policing and excessive use of force charges. To learn more about what the Community Police Commission wants, we called up Lisa Dugard. She's co-chair of the commission. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Hi, Marcy.
So right now, police officers and their unions are allowed to appeal punishments that are handed down by the police chief. That process happens outside the Office of Professional Accountability. What would the Community Police Commission like to see?
Well, we've adopted recommendations that address the process that occurs after the chief of police makes a final disciplinary decision. And that, as was explored in the last several months, currently is a convoluted process in which there are multiple channels for appeal, and what happens after the chief decides, makes that initial decision, is not transparent or reported in any account of the disciplinary record of officers that is publicly circulated. So we've made recommendations, number one, first and foremost, that sort of a truth in reporting recommendation that whatever happens needs to be updated with the results of any appellate process or settlement. But also important, we've recommended that there only be one avenue of appeal. Right now there are two, and that that go to a body that is more likely to be viewed as impartial and to have relevant expertise in adjudicating these issues. And then we're also, I think, importantly recommending that this be externalized, taken out of the police department, so that it is dealt with like any other kind of risk management question, because that's what this is. A public employee, like a police officer, has a right to appeal a disciplinary decision, but whether or not that should be settled is something that should be looked at through a lens that is not deeply rooted in the internal dynamics of the police department. At the same time, the chief should be able to kind of plant her or his flag and say, you know what, this is a disciplinary decision that I feel strongly about. I need it in order to run this department in accordance with the values and principles that govern policing in Seattle, and I'm willing to take it up. So the chief should be able to say, I'm not interested in settling this. I want to take it to an appellate hearing and have that adjudicated on the merits. And if the chief takes that position, the rest of the city needs to back him up and take it up.
Lisa, let me just interject a second in case listeners got lost in the weeds there, that you mentioned that what has been in the news in the past 2 weeks, 2 months, has sort of added fuel to what you'd like to see. And to remind listeners, in February, Interim Police Chief Harry Bailey reversed several misconduct findings. And in some of those cases, he recommended that the officers receive training instead of suspension. So was it the recommendation for training that sort of sparked your desire to see some changes, or the fact that those decisions were made on his own and not openly transparent to the public?
Well, the events of the last several months highlighted a number of areas for improvement. One of them is that the existence of cases that had been, where appeals had been filed and the appeals had not been resolved, was spoken of as some sort of backlog or crisis. And from our perspective, that is not necessarily a backlog or a problem. There's nothing that says that appealed cases need to be settled. So it is appropriate sometimes for those to proceed to an adjudication on the merits, and that's why we're saying that the chief should be able to say, you know what, I'm not settling these, and the employee has every right to take them up to an appellate body. That is what was going on last year, according to the auditor's report that came out about those appealed cases. that they had not been settled. That doesn't mean that there's a problem, and one of our recommendations is that the chief have the prerogative to say, I'm not agreeing to settle these, and my position on that should carry the day. Another area of concern is the one that you flagged about substituting training referrals for a disciplinary finding. We want to be very clear that, you know, training is always permissible and it's always appropriate, but it's not a substitute for a finding that there was a policy violation or misconduct. And so in our recommendations, training could be a feature of a corrective package that's imposed after there's a finding of sustained, you know, that a policy violation was sustained or misconduct was sustained, but it is not a substitute for that. Another feature, though, that we are recommending is that there be the possibility of deciding that something happened that shouldn't have happened, but the responsibility for that does not lie with the individual officer. It's actually a department failure, a training or supervision failure. So we're recommending that there be a new possible finding of training or supervision failure. And hopefully that'll be something that individual employees, you know, think is a step forward, recognizing that sometimes what goes wrong is not their fault. It happens higher up in the chain of command.
Lisa Dugard is co-chair of Seattle's Community Police Commission. The public hearing on the Police Officer Guild contract with the City of Seattle takes place tonight at Seattle City Hall. That's at 5:30. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's The Record from KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman.